I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Monday, armed forces in Sudan detained the prime minister and dissolved the civilian government. A high-ranking general promised new elections in 2023. It's a blow for an already fragile situation in Sudan, though. Since 2019, Sudan's been moving towards democracy. This brought more freedoms for Christians. But Floyd Brobel with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says that progress could be lost. Pray the church in Sudan would be a source of peace and hope. And from the Middle East to parts of Asia, satellite TV remains hugely popular. About 90% of homes have satellite dishes. Joe Willie of Sat7 USA says these dishes have gotten smaller over time and they're easier to hide. That's useful in countries that try to restrict access to information, like Afghanistan. Sat7 broadcasts programming specifically for women and girls, the ones most often oppressed by the Taliban. Ask God to use this ministry to spread the hope of Jesus. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.